Welcome to the 367th episode of the Reading and Writing Podcast. Stay tuned for my interview with Kenneth Thomas, author of the new novel, Van West, The Past. Stay tuned for the interview. The Reading and Writing Podcast is brought to you by Libro FM. Libro.fm lets you purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore. You can pick from more than 185,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company out there, but you'll be part of a different story. One that supports your local community and your local bookstore. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to get more books into your busy life. You can listen during your commute, while doing chores, walking the dog, or just relaxing at home. All you need is a smartphone and the free Libro.fm app. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen to next, check out recommendations and curated lists from people who know audiobooks best, your local bookseller. Here's your special offer from the Reading and Writing Podcast. Get two audiobooks for the price of one today with your first month of membership with the code RWPODCAST at checkout. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the U.S. Check out Libro.fm today. Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Kenneth Thomas, author of the new novel, Van West, The Past. Kenneth, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Hi.
Sure. Well, if someone listening hasn't heard about your novel, Van West, The Past yet, how would you describe the novel?
I would describe it as a dystopian thriller with element of time travel and historical fiction. In the book, I follow an enforcer called Van West, who works for a tyrannical dictatorship, basically, called the Universal Council. And when he wins the Universal Games, they send him on a mission to stop this radical sect called the Utopians. And the Utopians want to change the past because they think the future, the year 3000, is too ruined to save. So they want to go back to the past where they think that technological advancement has ruined Earth. So inventions in the late 20th century, those particularly that have to do with long-distance space travel. And they blame that for polluting the Earth and then giving rise over time to this dictatorship now called the Universal Council, which is pretty horrible. So he has to just go, he has to go back in time. He kind of discovers more about himself and about his masters, the Universal Council, when interacting with members of this utopian sect. And then in the end, he has a choice to make. If he's going to side with the Utopians or he's going to go against his masters, the Universal Council.
Great. Well, do you remember the original idea that led you to write Van West, The Past?
Yeah, I think there's a few things that kind of feeding into it. And there's definitely, I think one of those big influences are kind of the sci-fi from the 70s and 80s. Westworld being one of them, with machines and machine becoming highly intelligent. There's also other elements in there. It's a little bit James Bondish too, where he goes back to like 1950s Paris. And the idea really was to create a book that was entertaining, but also kind of highlighted some of the issues that are current to us right now. So I kind of came up with the idea in the early 2010s. And really at that point, there was a lot being talked about how pollution was ruining the Earth we live in, you know, the pre-Greta Thunberg days. And people were just getting to know more and more about it. So one of the things that elements in that book is kind of imagining a future world, which is created by what we are doing right now to Earth, in the late 20th century and the early 21st century. And one is quite topical, I think, right now, green issues, but also long distance space travel. So things like SpaceX and all that were also getting me thinking about, okay, what is that going to have an impact on society and Earth? And what is it going to look like in the future? So that's really how it originated.
And so what are your earliest memories of reading in books?
I think for me, like one of my earliest books, it's not very similar, but I would say like Harry Potter was definitely one of the earliest ones, one of the biggest influences. And I always just really loved imagining a kind of different world and kind of fantasy of that. And I think there is an element of that also in this book. It's kind of fantastical, and it is world, it's kind of world building. And that's what Van West does. It imagines a world where, you know, it's a kind of a ruined world, but there are different groups in there. There's the citizens who are kind of refugees to Antarctica. You have the elites, which are kind of the oligarchs, who originally started with the oligarchs. And then you have some other ones in there. And one of them is the Jurgens, who are basically originate from the mole people of New York and New Jersey. And they have kind of lived in the uninhabitable zone underground and kind of evolved. And so this is a kind of fantastical world that I've kind of been building up. And then from there, it keeps building. And that's kind of brings you into the next book, which is The Present, which goes to Mars and also looks at Van West's origins. So, yeah, I think early stories is just very fantastical things, imagining a different world. And I think those are kind of the early influences. I would say things like George Orwell, like 1984, I think those are also very big influences, where you kind of living in, you know, you have the elites and then you have the people who are not doing so well, who are kind of their slaves. And there is kind of Orwellian feel to that, to this book as well. And that's also another kind of big influence.
So what was your path to writing and publishing Van West, The Past? Have you always wanted to be a writer?
I think my path was, I really love writing. I have, when I was younger, I worked a bit for the BBC and I did journalism. But when I was, it was kind of 2008, 2009, I went to the US and I went to do an internship for MGM Studios. And then I did another internship for Fox. And I really I loved imagining, could I create one of these like amazing stories, which has a good like moral basis, but it's also very entertaining. And so that's one of the kind of how it originated and then turned into a writer, because, you know, making a movie is a very big process, costs a lot of money. Writing is something that you can do individually. And I think that's kind of where I came about to writing it, is I could imagine my own story. I could do it myself. And that's how I kind of came on the way of writing.
And what was that, internship like for you? Were you kind of immersed in the, movie making business?
Yeah. I mean, MGM. So at that point they had sold their lot, to, I think, Sony. Yeah, so this was in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. They had sold their lot to Sony, and they just had basically a massive film library. And they had a lot of these kind of old movies, like I think, say, something like Gone with the Wind would have been one of theirs, Platoon, sure. Some of these kind of Oscar winners. So when I went to work for them, they're based in the back of 20th Century. So they have a place called Century City, and they have a tower there. And they used to be part of MGM, the Vegas casino. The guy who owned MGM Casino Resort also owned MGM at one point. And so it was quite a lavish little office at the end of the 20th century lot. And yeah, you could see a lot of it. You could see, like, with MGM, it's just so much history. They had that lion. So they had the photos of all the lions on the mounts with the microphones. That's how they did it in that day. And they had all the Oscars on display as you kind of walked up to a staircase. It really like caught my attention. It's always an industry I always wanted to work in and be close to filmmaking and be close to being a creative, you know, creative process and creative imagination and all of that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It was very, very interesting. That business is much bigger in LA. That's where it's all centered. That's where all the major studios are. Even like when you talk about Disney, Netflix, even nowadays, they're all really based in LA. It was a very interesting, very rich experience.
When you started writing your own stories and novels, were there things that you discovered that you had to work on or to improve, whether it be characterization or dialogue or plotting?
I think so. I think with this book, I started it off a bit like a film. So I started, it's quite an action-packed book. It started off a bit as a film script. And so I think the kind of the learning process was kind of pacing it as a book, building up characters. And I think early on, I kind of put my focus on really like kind of trying to deliver on characters. And one of the compliments I've been given is great writer's voice. And so a lot of people do like the characters that I've written. And so I think that's where it also differentiates from being sci-fi inverted commas. It kind of differs there because it's not just about, you know, action and fighting and adventure. It's also kind of trying to build characters you can relate to. And I think with Van West, I build a very relatable character, not a stereotypical action hero. I build somebody who's got vulnerabilities, that learning more about himself, that is, it's not quite a coming of age story, but it does have elements of that where he's assimilating more information as he's going on this mission. He's talking to different people. He's starting to evaluate some of the things that he's done in his own past, and he's kind of coming to his own conclusions of what he should do. So I think their learning process there is kind of building things into a book that you can really connect with. While versus a film, it will just be, okay, what's great graphics, very action orientated, very quick. Here it's got that element, but it's also got a lot of more involvement. So you're kind of connecting with it at a deeper level.
So what writing advice would you offer for listeners who are writing their own stories and novels?
Yeah, it's write what you like to write. I think that it's a bit cliche, but write what you enjoy writing and what you feel good about. Because really, in the end of the day, the book is really going to be about your own enrichment and your own enjoyment as much as everybody else's. And that really comes out when you write a book. If you're really enjoying it and you're really interested in it, the reader will feel that too. They will feel that passionate. So I would say, again, a little bit cliche, but kind of write what you enjoy.
And are you working on another novel now?
Yes. So I'm hoping to release The Present in a few days. So I think it'll be out around the 31st of July. And that's the second in the series. So that continues from where the past left. So it kind of continues on there where Van West is now going to Mars to kind of confront his past and the Universal Council. And at the same time, kind of the resistance is building on Earth. And so, that's going to be out on the 31st of July. And then I hope to write the third in the trilogy, Van West, The Future. That doesn't have a date yet.
Great. Do you have ideas beyond this Van West series?
Like other type of books or...
Or ideas for books beyond that, regardless of genre?
I could. I could continue on Van West. It's kind of a lot of world building in there. It's not quite Star Wars, but it's got a lot of kind of different types of people, different planets, different worlds, essentially. So that, I think there is more I can build there. I want to kind of in my future book go a bit more back to what I thought was quite good in Van West, the past, which was historical fiction. So a lot of people enjoyed his time travel to 1950s Paris. I think that comes out in all the reviews as a very strong positive. And I think in the future, I'm going to be going back into the past, essentially, time traveling again. And it's going to have that element of historical fiction in there.
Well, what novels or nonfiction books have you read recently that you enjoyed?
I think I was kind of reading one recently around the Aztecs. I'm thinking it's what is the name of the magazine? I think it's Curious Minds Aztecs. I'm just going to look at the name.
Sure.
It's called Delve into the Depths of a Mysterious Civilization. And so I don't want to give away too much why I'm reading that. but it's very interesting. You kind of, with the Aztecs, I think another name they give them is that they use also is the Mexicas. It's quite interesting because I've been reading different books. I have another book I'm reading called Aztecs, A Very Short Introduction by David, if I can say his name correctly, Carrasco. From Oxford University Press. And one of the things, kind of the debates, is how much did they actually do human sacrifice? How much is it kind of made up, or how much is it true? And so both of those two sources kind of conflict. But it's very interesting just learning about this great civilization that was bigger than any city, really, in the world. So the Aztec city was that the Spanish eventually conquered, which is now present-day Mexico City, was in the 16th, 15th century, the biggest, pretty much the biggest in the world. And it's really fascinating to read all about that. You know, gold to them was important, but it was more like they were really surprised the Spanish were so interested in it. It was kind of like, gave it away basically to them, and yeah, it's very interesting. So I love to read about history, and again, that's probably why one of the reasons why I want to bring it back into my book, because when I kind of goes back to my cliche point about enjoy what you are writing, because I really enjoy kind of history, especially ancient history, and to be able to kind of encompass that in my books is also quite enriching and interesting for me while I'm writing.
Well, how has the pandemic impacted your writing?
Yeah, I think more people are working from home. I released The Past in May, 20th of May, 2020, and I'm releasing my second book July the 31st, 2020. So the pandemic actually has given me more time to finish my books off, so I don't have the commute. So when I started, kind of came up with the idea, it was 2010 to 2012. Then I kind of went into the career ladder in London, and I was doing sometimes 3 to 4 hour commutes every day, and working sometimes weekends. And so I moved to the Netherlands a few years ago, and it's got a little bit of a better work life balance. At the very least, it doesn't have the commute. So I was able to kind of restart it a little bit. And then with the whole lockdown, not having the commute to go into work, I gained an extra couple of hours at least every day. So I'm managing to put that into my book. Hence now I've been able to kind of finish The Past and The Present off, which I kind of wrote as one book originally. and releasing them now. So yeah, it's the pandemic has worked favorably in that aspect. Obviously, I'd rather not be writing under those circumstances, but it has given me a little bit extra time.
Great. Well, where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and Van West, The Past, your novel?
So I have my own webpage. It's vanwestbooks.com. I'm also on Goodreads, and Amazon. I'm also on Twitter. I have quite a popular Twitter handle called Van West Books. So I'm constantly tweeting on there as well. So they can find me in those places. It'd be great if anybody's interested in the book, connecting with me. I'm always happy to talk with them, chat with them.
Great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Kenneth Thomas, author of the new novel, Van West, The Past. The novel is available now, so go buy a copy. And Kenneth, thanks for doing this interview.
Thank you very much for having me, Jeff. It was great speaking
great.
To you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.